Blog Talk Radio.
Glad you've tuned in tonight to Blog Talk Radio for Sunday, February the 5th, 2023. We are Answers for the Paranormal. My name is Bill Posey, and I'm the host for the broadcast tonight. And with me on the line over in his office in Horsham is my co-host, Joe Marotti. How's it going tonight, Joe?
Good evening, brother. It's going well. As usual, looking very much forward to what we have tonight. And then from tonight, as this series progresses, I am excited about what the things that we're going to talk about and the areas we're going to touch on and how the Lord is going to use this time, because I think it is very, very, very pressing as we are in January or February of 2023. And we see the things that are going on out there in the world. This is the time for this series, in my opinion.
Yeah, amen, Joe. I agree. And as Joe mentioned, we are getting back into our Answers for the Paranormal Chapel series, where we're going to bring a series of messages from God's Word and sharing the gospel. And so tonight, we're going to kind of just lay the groundwork for the future messages that are going to take place. And Joe, you want to outline what those messages will entail?
Yeah, and before we do that, Bill, I would just like to say that it is really good to get back to this Answers for the Paranormal Chapel. We began doing chapel services online. Podcasts, was it last year or the year before? And things happen as they do, and we got sidetracked and we got into other areas. This happened, that happened, and that kind of fell by the wayside. So it is good to get back into God's Word and to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who will listen, and the word of God to those who will listen. It just feels very good and feels right where we should be. So before we get into what I want to talk about tonight, Bill, I would ask you if you would please open us up in a word of prayer.
Yeah, certainly I'll do that, Joe. And let's take this time now to go before God's throne and to prepare our hearts for tonight. Our God and Father, we're thankful for another day that we have to serve you in your kingdom because of Jesus Christ. We're thankful for all that you provide for us, for the necessities of life, food and clothing and shelter, and how you just take care of every need that we have. And we thank you for that, because you are Jehovah Jireh, the God who supplies our needs.
Yes.
We're thankful for every spiritual blessing that we possess in Christ Jesus. We thank you that you have transferred us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light of your dear Son, Jesus.
Yes.
Did work that was necessary on Calvary's cross through his body and blood that was shed there on that cross for the remission of sins. And by your grace and through faith, we have the forgiveness of sin, the promise of eternal life that you tell us about in the scriptures. And your spirit, which indwells us as a deposit that guarantees our inheritance, which is heaven.
Yes.
And we look forward to that time when we will be with you. And so as we begin to embark on this present series, Father, we ask for your protection, first of all. We ask that you would put that hedge of angelic protection around us as the enemy will try and thwart what we want to do through this series. We ask, Father, for the enablement to be able to speak the words that you want us to. I ask an anointing upon Joe tonight as he begins to talk about the things that are most pressing in the lives of every human being, where they stand in relationship to Jesus Christ. So, yes. Father, we're going to trust you through this series. We're going to just come before you as little children looking for the way for you to lead us. And I pray for those who will listen live and also listen by way of podcast, that for that person who doesn't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that they may hear during this series, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, that they would be convicted in their spirit to repent of their sinful ways and turn from a life of sin toward the living and true God, Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for that someone who will hear. And we pray, Lord, that they will receive the free gift of eternal life, and that from that point forward will be used by you in a mighty and wonderful way, as you have gifted each one of us through the Holy Spirit to live lives that are worthy of the calling that we have in Christ Jesus. So be with us tonight, be with Joe, and we'll give you the praise and the thanks for what you're going to do through this series. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And thank you, brother, for that prayer. And let me get right into it, brother. I just want to open by saying this. Bill, we have a clear mandate from Scripture to be alert, to be sober-minded, to be watchful.
Yes.
And if we are, then it is really impossible. If we are alert, sober-minded, and watchful, it's impossible to not be aware of the increase of evil in this world on just about a daily basis, which manifests itself in every area and walk of life. And so the question arises in my mind, Bill, and understanding that the Scriptures clearly indicate that this world is ruled, albeit temporarily, by the prince of the power of the air, the devil, the evil one, Satan. I think to myself, and I wonder, what are the systems that the enemy of the cross uses to deceive humanity? How does he distribute his propaganda? When biblical Christians tell their families, their friends, their neighbors and coworkers about Jesus Christ, who he is, why he came into this world, and why he died on a cross, in today's world, how does the devil push back against our message, against that message? And so with all this in mind, I want to take some time to examine what I believe to be the six most influential strongholds that work against the gospel of Jesus Christ. And over the period of the next couple of months or so, we're going to do that. As you said earlier, Bill, this is going to be just an outline of those areas. So here are the six strongholds or systems that we're going to take time to examine over the next couple of months. And keep in mind that they won't necessarily be in the order presented today or tonight. We're going to take a look at the world of science, the world of philosophy, the world of religion, the world of worldly Christianity, the world of the paranormal, and the world of education. Now, those are the six areas that have come to my mind. And who knows where this is going to go, Bill. There may be some ones that are added as this series goes on. As I emailed you today, I actually had five original ones, and the world of education came to me as well today. So I added that to the list, and we'll go from there. So tonight I want to take some time to give an overview, a brief overview of each of these areas. And I want to begin with the world of science. So, Bill, as we've said many times before, the English word science comes from the Latin word scientia, which means to have knowledge, to know. So when you understand that the world of science comes at us from the position of knowledge, what they are telling us about X and Y and Z is therefore in their eyes, and they expect you to accept this as indisputable information. And therefore, they are the ultimate authority when it comes to answering the deep questions of life and existence. And now, perhaps more than ever before, people are being indoctrinated from a very early age to place essentially a total and full faith in scientists of all disciplines. And certainly, Bill, over the last 2+ years, we have seen that play out in this COVID pandemic, as it is known, as the phrase that everybody is now familiar with has been born: trust the science or follow the science. So yeah. I would say now more than ever before, there is a trust and a belief and almost a religious acquiescence to the world of science, where if you back in any way against it, then you're dismissed. You're seen as a quack. You're seen as someone who is not reasonable, who is not open to reason, who is not following the science. So the world of science, I believe, is one of those areas that the devil has infiltrated and is now using to his benefit to battle against the gospel of Jesus Christ and the word of God. So at any time you want to throw something in, Bill, I'm going to move on now quickly. We're going to get through these pretty quickly.
Yeah.
We'll move on to the world of philosophy. If there's an antithesis to the world of science, Bill, it's perhaps the world of philosophy, because where science is supposed to be that of discipline and knowledge, philosophy is one of thoughts and ideas which are inherently left open to scrutiny and criticism. And it's basically left to the discretion of the hearer as to how much, if any, stock should be placed in any given philosophical offering. And we've had philosophers down through the ages who have offered their beliefs about life and what the meaning of life is. And while we don't, as individuals, say, oh, I believe in this person, what they're teaching, I believe in that person, what they are teaching, I believe somewhere along the line, someone grasps onto all these different teachings and comes up with a worldview of the meaning of life. And many of us base those beliefs on the philosophies that have trickled down through time and to the point where we are now, where you still have those thinkers out there, and they're more readily available, obviously, than they were in the time of Jesus, because of the communications availabilities that we have today. So, again, one of the very formidable areas of pushback, strongholds, one of those areas is the world of philosophy the devil uses to go against the message of the cross. The next one, the third one, and again, not in any particular order, the world of religion. How many world religions are officially recognized? And for every one of these, there are multiple other lesser known religions and belief systems, which are perhaps, when taken together, even more formidable and potent, numerically speaking, than the world's leading religions. So we've had, you know, the core religions for some time now that have been recognized. You think of, obviously, Christianity. You think of Judaism. You think of Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism. And then there are a bunch of other ones that are officially recognized. But then, again, there is a subset of religions. And, for instance, one of them that many probably are not familiar with is an alien religion, a UFO religion. I think we did a whole series on those in the past, Bill. So
yeah.
The world of religion truly is a stronghold of the devil in his resistance to the message of the cross. Moving on to the next one, the world of worldly Christianity. Now, when I say worldly Christianity, what I'm referring to are those churches or groups either at one time were biblically faithful congregations that were infiltrated and corrupted over time to accommodate any and every prevailing social issue. You know, you have a congregation A. Over time, some people come into congregation A with their, and we see the examples from Scripture as well, and we're going to get into them. So over time, congregation A that started out sound, doctrinally, faithful, Christ-centered, but over time, infiltrators come in, and they gather people unto themselves. And by the time congregation A goes from point A to point Z, it doesn't look anything like it did at point A. Now you have a congregation that has a rainbow on its front, the front of its building, and you have all sorts of satanic doctrines being taught inside, and yet they maintain that they are a quote-unquote Christian church. Or on the other hand, you have at the very inception a group or a building, or a congregation, a church, that never were Bible-based to begin with. They were never Christ-centered to begin with, regardless of what the signage reads outside of their buildings. You know, they can still have a cross on the top of their building. They can still say Christ somewhere in their literature or on their building, but they never really had anything to do with biblical Christianity to begin with. So certainly the world of worldly Christianity is a formidable tool that the enemy uses to work against the gospel of Jesus Christ. Moving on, the world of the paranormal. When we think about what paranormal is in its essence, Bill, it really is the realm of the supernatural. That which confounds the scientific method of observable, testable, and repeatable. And the world of the paranormal is so formidable because of its ubiquitous presence in our lives, because of the internet, handheld devices, cable, live streaming TV, and all of these available 24/7. And for those less modern, there are still a multitude of books and DVDs that are still widely available to whet the appetite, the very considerable appetite for the paranormal. And as we did a show a couple of weeks ago, Bill, the appetite for the paranormal has not lessened, but perhaps has increased since we began this ministry, Answers for the Paranormal, back in 2010. There are way more shows now. There are way more opportunities to dispense what these paranormal shows are preaching because of the availability of these shows. So certainly the world of the paranormal is a stronghold of the enemy. It always has been, and it's one of the areas that he is really using to fight against, again, the message of the cross. So that the world of the paranormal is definitely a stronghold. And lastly for tonight, it's the world of education, Bill. The institutional education of human beings begins somewhere around the ages of 4 or 5 or 6, when we enter into the public school system at an elementary age, elementary level. And from there, we move up on into middle school, to junior high, and then to high school. And then from there, depending on a number of factors, one may move on to what has been called higher education in the form of thousands of community colleges, junior colleges, state colleges, and universities all across the world. And the question is, what is the relationship between what is being taught within these vast and various halls of learning and what we believe and have taught our children about the scriptures, essentially how we as humans got here, why we are here, and where we are going. Now, Bill, how many times have we heard a faithful Christian father and mother say that they've raised their children based upon biblical principles, and they go off into the public school system and the resistance to what they have been taught begins and grows worse and worse the higher up the educational chain they progress. So the education system is another formidable stronghold for the devil to use to fight against what we preach, the gospel of Jesus Christ, what we stand on, the word of God. So those are the six areas: the world of science, the world of philosophy, the world of religion, the world of worldly Christianity, the world of the paranormal, the world of education. And we are going to, over the course of the next couple, however long it takes, you know, this is very difficult for us to produce shows, Bill, because of our schedules and this and that. So I'm probably going to begin with the world of science. And we're going to flesh that. We're going to flesh each one of these out. And we're going to take a particular look at each one of these areas, how they are particularly affecting the way people think, how they are perhaps grabbing our youngsters who we've brought up in a biblical sense, grabbing them away from that and moving them from there to where the devil wants them to be. So we're going to unfold all these, the layers, the ways that they do that, the tools they have at their disposal. So we're going to take one episode for each one of them. So this will go at least, the series should go at least 6 half-hour or so. We should be able to get them through them pretty quickly. But I just thought, Bill, it's really been disturbing me the way this world is going. And, of course, we understand mm-hmm. what the scriptures say. We understand that the love of many will wax cold. We understand that good will be called evil and evil will be called good. We understand that depravity will increase and that not only will sin be permitted, but it will be encouraged. We know all that, but sometimes I think, Bill, that we just sit back and we, oh, well, that's what the Bible says. You know, so it's going to happen, and we're going to wait for the rapture. Well, that's true, but I don't want to go down without swinging. I want to swing for the fences. The enemy is always pushing back against us. And what do we do in response to that? This is a battle. Yes, the battle belongs to the Lord, but he uses us to engage in battle.
And yes.
The one way that I see that we can battle is, again, for however many people listen to us, whenever they listen to us, at the very least they're going to hear, here's the side of the enemy, and here's how he's getting out his propaganda and dropping his flyers from planes, and here's what the Bible says about that. So I want to spend time fighting each one of these strongholds, because it's not going to happen on television. It's not going to happen on internet. I suppose there's some good Christian radio somewhere. I don't know, but this is what you and I can do, and I believe this is what God called us to do in this time where this world becomes more dark with each day. And you see it, Bill. I see it. So I say let's fight back. Let's continue swinging until the Lord calls us home. This is where we ought to be right now, and hopefully people stick with us throughout this whole series. And then they can take what they hear from us, do their own research, do their own study of the Bible, and they can be prepared when they go into the office and they're met with the teaching of evolution, or they're met with the world of science, or they're met with the latest philosophical belief system. People need to be equipped, and they're going to be equipped through the Word of God. It's what we've always done. It's what we're going to continue doing, brother.
Yeah, amen, Joe. Just a couple of things. I was in contact last night with our brother down in North Carolina, and as I was, just communicating my thoughts and my feelings and some of the struggles that that we face in this life, and I brought out to him, I said that the darkness is really getting deep at the moment. You just see, and you just brought this up, Joe, you see that love is, as you said, waxing cold, and the darkness has permeated almost every area of our culture. And I think that you've outlined in these six worlds of opposition exactly what I was feeling. I think that this, as you say, this is the right time. This is what the Lord has called us to. And, Joe, as you were speaking, it just brought to my mind what Jesus talked about when he was giving the parable of the sower in Matthew chapter 13. And I just want to read that real quick, because I think it goes right along with what you just talked about. This is the word of God, Matthew chapter 13, the parable of the sower. And that same day, Jesus went out of his house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered around him, so that he got into a boat and he sat down. The whole crowd stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them, and other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much good soil and immediately sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. And still other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choke them. And other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, and some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Then the disciples came and said to him, why do you speak to the people in parables? And he answered to them, to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who was not, even what he has will be taken away. And this is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Indeed, in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that says, you will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive, for these people's hearts have grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and then I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and for your ears, for they hear. For truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you are hearing and did not hear it. And this is the word of God, Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. And Joe, these are the seeds that you're going to be talking about. The seeds of the gospel, and those things which come and choke them away. And these six certainly are those. So I praise God for giving you that that insight, and I really do look forward to what he's going to do through this.
Amen, brother. Thank you for that passage of scripture. It just goes to show, number one, how precious it is to sow the seeds, and how vulnerable people are when those seeds are sown. They are sown for everyone, but the devil is so he's got his forces everywhere. And he's got his forces in every institution in this world, including the quote-unquote church. And the battle is formidable. The battle is needs to be fought because he is at the enemy is at work. Like the scriptures say, that the devil goes about prowling, seeking who he may devour. He doesn't rest. He's always seeking to devour. He's seeking to devour us, you and I, and every other Christian, Bill, as we attempt to bring the word of God to people. So we're going to be in prayer, and we're going to trust the Lord with whatever fruit is born from this series, and that he will protect those who hear, that the devil will not come down and take away the word of God that was sown in them. So, it should be a very, very, very good series to produce, Bill, and we'll see where this goes. And then beyond that, it's also exciting to think about where the Lord is going to take answers for the Paranormal Chapel. And we may not. You know, we may take some breaks during this series to just look at a portion of scripture. So we're always open to where the Lord wants to lead us. So nothing's etched in stone in that sense. So stick with us, folks. It's going to be very interesting, and I trust very helpful and productive.
Yeah, I agree, Joe. Big amen from me on that. So, folks, just stay tuned for the first part of the series. We'll outline it on our Answers for the Paranormal Facebook page and also on Twitter. And for those who follow us, you'll be receiving email message for when we have production ready to go. So, Joe, why don't we end tonight with another word of prayer, and then we can be on our way for tonight. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, Father. Again, we're thankful that you've given us this time tonight. You've ordained well in advance for us to heed the call and to once again produce a series on our Answers for the Paranormal Chapel. And Lord, we are aware this is going to lead in the future, but we trust you, and
yes,
we are joyful in anticipating what you're going to do and how you're going to lead through this. And we just want to be faithful, and
yes,
we want to be well equipped with the Word of God to be able to speak what you want us to. And so we trust you completely in moving forward. We lean upon you, and we
yes,
rest in what you're going to do, and we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, we give you the praise. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, brother.
Thank you, Joe. All right, folks, that'll do it for tonight. Until we are back again with the Gospel of Jesus Christ and the worlds that battle against it. For Joe, this is Bill. We wish you a great night, and we'll catch you next time on Answers for the Paranormal. Good night, brother.
Good night, brother. Thank you, and God bless our listeners.
Amen.